The Diocese of San Jose, California, is taking an unusual step to create more transparency within the Roman Catholic Church. Bishop Patrick McGraw has mandated that a window be placed in all confessionals over the next year. The practice is already being used in some European churches, but in the United States, this is believed to be a first. Father Francis Cilia is the Vicar General of the San Jose Diocese. We called on him to explain how this decision was made.
When Bishop McGraw returned from the Dallas meeting of the bishops that was held in mid-June, he met with the priests of the diocese, and it had been on the bishop's mind that if we want to make what we do truly transparent to people in a physical, real way, in addition to just being transparent in a metaphorical way, that perhaps we would need to put windows in some of the places where there has been nothing but wall, confessionals, rooms in which people are counseled, to protect the good name of people, but also to protect people in case someone would ever be in a position that would actually believe that this location would be a place to prey upon people.
Now, didn't there used to be separations in the confessional? Certainly when you go to the movies and you see these old movies, you see people sort of separated by a kind of separation. It doesn't seem like anything could happen.
Right. In the old confessionals, basically, the standard, at least in the United States, was the priest would open a little sliding window, so it would be anonymous. When the Second Vatican Council came and reformed the rites of the sacraments, one of the things that it allowed for was that the priest could extend his hands over the person when he's saying the formula of absolution. And that allowed for the possibility of having face-to-face confession. So in many churches throughout the country and throughout the world, the option is given to the penitent either to go to confession behind a screen or to sit and to face the priest.
Now, my first reaction was, you know, if I was going to a therapist or a counselor, and certainly confession is not that far removed from pastoral counseling, I'm not sure I'd want people in the community seeing me talking to that person, even knowing I was there. I mean, being able to see someone through a window seems difficult to me.
I went to my first confession probably in 1962. And in those days, people who went to confession those days would remember that there were long lines.
So everybody knew you were about to.
Everybody knew that you were going in. I mean, there'd be lines, and you'd know who's going in. Everybody knew that you were going to confession. Everybody, we know that we're all sinners.
Now, what's been the response of parishioners? Don't some people feel awkward?
We've gotten a few things addressed to the webmaster that I've read this morning, and some are very angry. But a lot of people realize it is the times in which we live. And if the church is trying to make an effort to say we are trying to be transparent, we're trying to be honest about these things, we're trying to shed some light on one of the dark places, then it's okay. But the response has been mixed, and I think it will continue to be mixed.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Father Francis Cilia is the Vicar General of the San Jose Diocese. He spoke to us from Santa Clara, California.